Strasse rapist Nicholas Nienau has been sentenced to life imprisonment. Convicted rapist Nicholas Nienau's lawyer pleaded with the Pretoria High Court to impose a lesser sentence on Thursday. He claimed that Nienau's mental state was impaired at the time of the rape and that he was remorseful for the damage his actions had caused.
The fact that he was in drugs and alcohol cannot excuse him, cannot be disregarded. But look, both the psychologist and the social worker believes that the remorse is genuine, in that he understands the hurt that he caused that son. And I think that comes through in his letter, comes through in things that he's said, and it comes through in things that he's told them as well. And that is experts that spend time with him, the probation officer, the social worker, and the psychologist that spend time with him. And the psychologist did mention in her statement that, yes, she accepts that he didn't tell everything to the school, but she still came to the conclusion in interactions and the psychometric test that she did that his remorse is true.
However, the prosecutor argued that Nienau only felt remorse for being caught in the act, further arguing that if substance abuse acts as an aggravating factor in road infringements, it should not act as a mitigating factor for rape.
If a person has taken drugs and also taken alcohol, voluntarily taken drugs and alcohol, why should it be regarded as a mitigating factor when it comes to rape of a minor or rape abuse against women and children? In order for remorse to be a valid consideration, penitents must be sincere and the accused must take the court fully into his or her confidence. Your Lordship, in this case, he did not tell the court that he attacked the child. He actually followed the child into the bathroom.
He says he cannot remember.
Your Lordship?
He says he cannot remember.
Strange enough, he remembers the last aspect of having flushed the panty down the toilet pan. Your Lordship, it is submitted that he planned the offense. He is fully aware that planned criminality is morally and legally seriously reprehensible. Your Lordship, the accused is not remorseful. The accused only feels sorry that he now has to take the full responsibility for his actions.
Judge Papi Masupa clearly sided with the prosecution, handing down a sentence of life in prison shortly after 3 p.m. on Thursday.
May the accused stand up. Rape, you are sentenced to life in prison. Possession of drugs, you are sentenced to 5 years in prison. Defeating the administration of justice, you are sentenced to 5 years imprisonment. I order that the sentence in count 3 to run concurrently with the sentence in count 1, which is life imprisonment. Effective sentence is life imprisonment and 5 years imprisonment.
For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.
You've been listening to Final Take, a Multimedia Live production from the Tissot Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.